Brandon Lee was one of 50 young adults who in December 2017 went with China Youth International to work in China teaching English as a foreign language. The story of these young adults recently aired on Carte Blanche and has also received great traction on Facebook. And today we are joined in studio for Hot Cares by Brandon Lee and his father Dez. Welcome to Hot 919.
Hello, and thank you.
Dez, tell us a little bit about what your 21-year-old little boy, Brandon Lee, was like growing up.
He was always inquisitive and always wanting to learn new stuff. Actually very lone. He didn't socialize so much with other children. By the age of 16, we actually found out that he had Asperger's, which said a lot to us when we knew what the symptoms were and the telltales. It was like, poof, there it is. But socially, it was quite difficult for him. But mentally, you know, understanding everything, he's far ahead.
But in spite of the Asperger's, you know, and the ADHD, he did very well at school. And yes, he matriculated with 7 distinctions.
Yes, he did. He did very well.
I never noticed it was a disability. To me, I always saw it as I was really great at connecting with children.
How did you find out about the Teaching in China Recruitment Agency?
Well, practically one morning I walked out of my room and my mom asked me, "Would you go like to work in China as a teacher? If you just go and you teach English." I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not?"
Take us through the steps that were involved in you having to apply and then eventually landing in China.
So first what happened was we went for interviews. We were called to somebody's house and they did interviews. They asked, like, they looked at my qualifications and then asked what type of school or what age group I'd like to teach. And they asked me to make a video introducing myself, like who I am and that I'd like to teach this age group. And that's about it.
Dez, were you apprehensive at all, suspicious of this agency at all? Was there any inkling of a doubt that you had as a parent?
No, not really. They were decent people and they all just seemed to be knowing what they're doing, and they said that they've been doing this for a while.
But it turns out that it wasn't so.
So yeah, most of my time I was practically staying by myself. I was the first 2 weeks, I just socialized with the people in the office until we all gathered at the university. So for me personally, what happened was I was going out back to the city where they hired me, where the office is for the place, so I can get my medicine. Mm. And as I got off the train, they told me, "You need to go back to the university." And I'm like, "Okay, how long will it be?" "About 1 week." I'm like, "Okay, so I can go because I've got a job still to do and I don't know anything about this." I went out, and the worst part is I only packed for 2 days to stay away from home for 2 days. So I was staying for a week somewhere else. And we just went there and we were expecting just to go and hang out there and chill at the university like we did the first time when we applied for our visa. And instead, this time was different because we all gathered and we had classes. And so it looked like we were students. We were all wondering, like, what was going on? Why were we acting like students?
And Dez, when did you find out that all of this was happening? And how did you feel as a parent knowing you're so far away from your child?
Yeah, the thing was, we heard that they were going to the university, and we thought, you know, well, it's quite strange, you know, because they said when they land there, they'll go to university first and get taught some certain things, and then they'll be working.
Emotionally, as a family, what have the last 6 months been like?
We tried to read up as much as possible we could on China and on the things that happens there, you know, and deportation and things. And it helped a bit, but we were still, you know, worried because they can, in the States, say, "Okay, we make you criminals now," and then they locked him up.
And how did you feel coming home, Brandon, as the airplane landed on South African soil?
I felt very glad, and I was like excited that I could. But to be honest, the hugs and the crying was not expected at all. I just thought it was like going to be a formal meeting, like, "Hello, how are you? Tell me more about this story," and etc. like that. I was expecting something more like that, except it's like just hugs and they're happy at home and it's nice.
Dez, I'm sure that you're happy to see your baby boy.
Yes, he is, and we are really thankful for everybody that helped us and made this possible for us. it was really amazing to see him, how this whole experience actually made him more mature.